This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Many people, they say, you know, Sheikh, I look forward to the month of Ramadan. It's a month where I want to make my dua, and I'm hoping that my dua will be answered. But it doesn't seem to get answered. What's the problem? See, dua is a sacred thing. And sometimes we make dua in a way that is ineffective. It's important first to deconstruct this word dua. Dua isn't a wish. It's not like wishing upon a star. It's not like saying, oh, I wish this could happen. Dua is actually a determination of habit. So it's something you are requesting Allah to assist you in for you to achieve it. And therefore, you never see in the Quran that someone simply says, give me, and Allah just gives them without making a condition of some form of action. Prophet Ayyub, he's unable to move. He's laying in bed. His body has become infirm. He cannot stand on his own weight. He says, قَدْ مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُ My Lord, harm has touched me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Harm has befallen me. You are the most merciful. Oh Allah, cure me. Allah says, we answered him. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Immediately. And then Allah says, أُرْكُدْ بِرِجْلِكَ Touch the ground with your foot. Well of water will come up that you can bathe and cleanse yourself. It will heal you. The operative word is بِرِجْلِكَ Use your foot. He had to do something. Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Jesus, you know, she's a woman who was given the Immaculate Conception. There's no father with her. She's left her family to give birth out away from everyone in society. She leans on a date tree that hasn't fruited. Miraculously, fruits come on that tree. But she still has to shake it. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ Maryam, shake the tree so that the fruit will fall upon you. It's not just given to you. So although Allah is with us each and every step of the way, dua is not a wish. It's not just something that materializes out of nothing. It's about you changing the condition that you are in to make it happen with the assistance and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second important point that we need to state about dua is that the majority of the dua of the prophets of Allah, who are our examples in worship and conduct, was about athana, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extolling Allah, honoring Allah. The whole concept of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be secondary to honoring Allah azza wa jal. So you need to ask yourself, am I worthy of dua, of my dua being answered? And if you look into my life and your life, sometimes there's these little negligences that makes our dua susceptible to being rejected. The third aspect, I think, that becomes very important now that, you know, we're deconstructing this concept of dua, is that there are operative times for dua to be answered. Opportunities where only those who are truly determined will take advantage of them. What are they? In the depth of the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner that befits His majesty, descends near to the earth in the last third of the night. And He says, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ Is there anyone who petitions and requests of me something that I may grant it? هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ Is there someone asking for forgiveness that I may forgive them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this is an opportune time. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith narrated by Muslim, as is the previous one, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ The nearest a person is to his Lord is when they are making sujood, when their forehead is planted on the ground, nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, فَسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ Make sujood and draw near at the end of Surah Iqra. So the closer you are in devotion to Allah, the more necessary it becomes for your dua to be answered. Now there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam where he says to us that all of dua is answered. And the hadith is narrated by Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Ahmad, it's an authentic hadith. And he says that all of dua is answered because the one who inspired you to make dua is Allah. But sometimes the answer is not the way we want it to be answered. Our heart doesn't see the answer from Allah because our eyes haven't seen it. And that's because our hearts are darkened and unable to see the realities for what they really are. So whenever you make dua, there are three things that will result. Either Allah will give you what you want in the way you want it, at the time you want it, and that's rare. Second, is that Allah will give you what you want in the way you want it, but not at the time you want it. Allah will reserve it for you in a different capacity. And third is that Allah will make a measure for you for that dua in a capacity that preserves it for you different to the way that you wanted it. You will get what you want, but different to how you want it. You might say, oh Allah, preserve my health. Oh Allah, make me well. You still suffer with your illness, but that accident that could have happened that would have made you more ill in a different way was averted. And therefore begin to see the world with your heart, not just your eyes. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about those who are held away from Him, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. There are some whose eyes are not blind, but it's the hearts in the chest of man that has become dim. May Allah enlighten us and allow us to see the truth for what it is and accept our dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endear us to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلِّ لَهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَزِدْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.